I'm Joe Palca. Typically, the first week after the new year is a subdued period. Even after the hubbub of national elections, Americans have come to expect a time of subdued energy in the wake of the holiday season. Well, not so much this year, as eyes today are on the southern state of Georgia, as AP's Julie Walker explains.
Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for the Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia, the state's top elections officials said Monday after they rebuffed President Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later Monday, one of Secretary of State's assistants, Gabriel Sterling, made the case to vote in spite of the president's false claims.
There are people who fought and died and marched and prayed and voted to get the right to vote. Throwing it away because you have some feeling that it may not matter is self-destructive, ultimately, and a self-fulfilling prophecy in the end.
Donald Trump is the first outgoing president who lost an election to try to hang on to his office by rejecting the will of the voters and casting aside the results of the Electoral College enshrined in the Constitution. This is VOA News. Outgoing Vice President Mike Pence is facing the most precarious position of his tenure when he presides over Wednesday's congressional tally of Electoral College votes. That's the last front in President Trump's attempts to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. The outgoing president and his supporters are pressuring Pence to intervene in the process, even though there's nothing he can do to reverse the outcome. Allies expect that Pence will stick to his limited constitutionally mandated role. Washington, D.C.'s mayor is doing her best to prepare for the worst. She urged calm Monday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests this week, but will not be armed or wearing body armor. Police in Washington, D.C. on Monday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys. Now, he's accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. 36-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was arrested by Metropolitan Police Department officers after he arrived in Washington ahead of protests planned by supporters of President Donald Trump to coincide with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. He was also facing a weapons charges after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was arrested. North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of President-elect Joe Biden, according to top U.S. general in South Korea. Amid concerns, Pyongyang could conduct a missile or other weapons test. General Robert Abrams, the commander of U.S. Forces Korea, told an online forum Tuesday that they're not seeing any indicators that suggest that there would be a major provocation, but he says that's today. That could change next week. North Korea has often timed major tests, including of ballistic missiles or nuclear weapons, around U.S. presidential transitions, an effort to demonstrate its military capabilities and possibly gain leverage in future negotiations with Washington. And South Korea says it will seek a diplomatic solution with Iran over South Korean-flagged oil tankers seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guards Monday in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign minister says a diplomatic team will head to Iran. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
Only the Voice of America.